It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Hey. What? Hey. What kind of do you want anymore?
That's not helping. Welcome back to Hop to Someone Last Couple episode
145.
Episode 145. Starting with our sponsors. First and foremost, we want to thank After Oceans. Bringing ideas and ads
to life.
Also want to shout out Liv Stallion, a wellness fitness page, started by ATLT's own Brandon Battiato. Streams, I don't fucking know when. Find him on Instagram, Brandon spelled the usual way, Battiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O. Liv Stallion, Liv spelled without the E, Stallion spelled the usual way. And also want to shout out his coach at Synergy K9. Find them at Synergy K9, Puppy Plyometrics. They coach dogs, and they do not support us, but I'm supporting them.
Got moles, if you have moles in the Puget Sound area.
Wow, I seem really loud.
In the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma. They are your premier mole exterminator, providing chemical-free methods, yada, yada, yada. Atlas Aeration, making your lawn hopefully look like your partner's pubes tomorrow, or when this releases today. Because it is Valentine's Day. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got you this rose.
It's like the Bachelorette.
How long do you think you'd last in The Bachelor?
You know what's weird? The Bachelor, Bachelorette. It's like, okay, that whole show is about a person dating multiple people.
Yeah.
And all, like, people are, like, so, like, all girls, like, so into it. I'm like, this is about a dude dating fucking 20 bitches.
Yeah, and then, like... Because they don't get to smash till the.
But there have been times there's 100% confirmed there's been smashing.
I feel like they break the rules all the time. Because
no, they do. They do. 100%.
Because the main person, bachelor or bachelorette, is never supposed to say like "I love you," but then at some point they'll be like, I do too, and it's like, dude, you can't fucking say that.
No, the 100% they bend the rules. They're fucking people, and they're out like drinking in the mansion, they're hanging out. 100% they're clapping.
Yeah, but they say that they don't till the till like that. That's like the last three, and then they have like that. Are we going to go in the suite?
And yeah, like, but I'm saying they don't wait till then.
So, which number do you want to be? It's you versus two other people. Do you want to be the first one that fucks them, or do you want to be the middle one that fucks them, or the last one that fucks them? It's all about strategic.
My gut would want to be first, but it'd probably be smartest to be last.
I would think so. Now, here's the thing.
It's kind of gross though, because it's like, oh, I want to. I'll wait till the after they. I don't want to work through anyone's cream pies, dude.
They're using protection on the show, you would
How
think.
The fuck do you know?
You
don't.
Think.
You don't.
You think they all get tested before? I would think so. Can you imagine that? You're like, well, not you. No. Can you imagine, like, okay, here's the thing. If you're the first one to fuck, though, what if it's so good that they just don't really pay attention to the other two?
But what if, like, I'm just saying... Well, I guess you actually have no way. It's kind of hard strategy-wise to go last because you really don't know how the first person, how the other people are going to go. I'd say, okay, my gut, of course, I would just want to, I'd be like, I just want to open. I'd be the opener, 100%.
You're the opener. Yeah. I'm more of a closer, I feel like.
I thought that was a good idea, but then maybe, this is what I'm thinking, that after that, knowing that, that might affect the performance. It might affect how things are going because now I'm thinking, okay, I'm hitting cleanup right now almost. So
clean up.
Like one guy's going, I'm in the hole, no pun intended. And so it's like
What I'm saying is, so if you go first, here's the thing is one, because I went on Golden Bachelor that just happened.
But if you went last and you were strategically able to maybe find a way,
like hide a camera, see how it went.
Not hide a camera, kidding. I would say maybe one of the employees or something, like, hey, I'll pay you this much. Tell me how long it went. Yeah. And then just in your mind, have that clock going.
Well, sometimes it's not about the length. I mean, these.
No, of course not. But
these people. I mean, these women. Or I guess we're going for the Bachelorette. So this woman's wanting like intimacy. You know, she wants to marry this person. It's not like a hookup. Like she's like, I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with this person. Did I feel that connection, that spark?
I know the answer to this question. Are you eating ass right away?
Did she shower? Look, I'm. It depends.
You are, you fucking little freak.
If I'm going first.
You are.
If I'm going first, it's necessary. Because if I'm going Dude. First, it's necessary because.
But wouldn't that be the first time that you're fucking this person? So it's like, you're opening with that?
Dude, fucking stick just out. Lights
gotta, you,
out,
yeah,
man.
You gotta stick out, yeah.
Because you know what? Every time she's, you know why? Because I guarantee the other two guys probably aren't. She's gonna be like, well, he did, like.
He's adventurous.
He sees no fault in me.
That's. That's a stress.
Like, he's in it to win it. If you go first, if you go first, the thing is, because it just happened on Golden Bachelor, where he, like, fucked the first girl, and then he wasn't really even, like, interested in talking to the second girl.
That's fair.
Because he's just like, wow, sparks were flying last night. That was crazy, and that's what's on his mind. So then,
yeah, are you telling me he's not like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to fuck the other two?
No, I'm saying that,
100%
like,
he is. He's like, this is free.
Before the night that they fucked, they get, like, a date thing, and just not present. He was just like, I mean, he's just replaying last night.
I mean, or he's also fucking 70. So it's like he's probably just not like, oh, I can't wait to fuck another one. He's like, okay, I'm done.
So in that, if we were on Golden Bachelorette.
If Golden Bachelorette, the strategy changes.
Yes, if it's Golden Bachelorette, dude, you doing it for the old lady?
Why would I do that for the old lady?
Say we're both single. Should we go on Golden Bachelorette, dude?
That's not, you can't go on the Golden, the point is they're all older.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
right.
it's to encourage people that when you get older.
Is there like a Cougar Bachelorette we could get a part of?
I think, well, there is a show. It's not called that, but it's called something else. But I was going to say.
The Cooglerette?
The Cooglerette? Yeah. It would be the Cougarette, not the Cooglerette.
The Coogler.
The Coogler.
Dude, that sounds like a villain in like a kid's show.
The Coogler? Oh, fuck. All right, I do want to share something. Since it is Valentine's, or it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, but you're going to hear this on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy
The origins day. Of Valentine's Day is actually very dark and bloody.
Really?
So,
is that why it's red?
Actually, Emperor Claudius II executed cool. two men, both named Valentine, on February 14th of different years in the 3rd century. Their martyrdom was honored by the Catholic Church with the celebration of St. Valentine's Day. Really? How the fuck we got here is a great question, but I will say this, and then I found this article. So how they would do it back then, it was actually kind of fucking weird after they started. It's crazy to see how it kind of evolved. So from February 13th to 15th, the Romans celebrated the feast of Lupercalia. The what men sacrificed a goat and a dog, then whipped women with the hides of the animals they had just slain. The Roman romantics were drunk. They were naked. A religious professor at Yale University, Noel Lenski, told NPR in 2011, young women would line up for the men to hit them. They believed this would make them fertile. The brutal feat included a matchmaking lottery in which young men drew the names of women from a jar. The couple would then be coupled up for the duration of the festival or longer if the match was right. The ancient Romans may also be responsible for the name of our modern day of love, Emperor Claudius, as I explained with the execution of the dudes. And then later, Pope Gelasius... Enrique Iglesias? I muddled things in the 5th century by combining St. Valentine's Day with Lupercalia to expel the pagan rituals, but the festival was more of a theatrical interpretation of what it once had been. Around the same time, blah, 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 blah. And as the years went on, the holiday grew sweeter and sweeter and less dark, with Chaucer and Shakespeare romanticizing the holiday to have what we have today.
Wow. Well, emperors know how to fuck. I'll give them that. Number two... What I will
no,
say...
No, they don't know how to fuck, because they're emperors and they don't have to compete with anybody. That's what they don't.
I guess that's not what I really meant. What I'm meaning to say is that, dude, to not get laid back then would be... I mean, because no one knows anything, and, like, they literally told people that, like, hey, if I whip you, you'll be fertile, like, and they just believe it. It's like, it's
There's
crazy.
A lot of weird shit back then. I mean,
because no one could fact check shit. Who are you going to fact check it with? It's like, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do. It's like, God, everyone was just fucking and they were all fucking for the wrong shit. It's horrible.
Yeah, I had a question I was asking in the car, but I wanted to wait. So, you know, and it's actually a lot more common than you think, whether it's from injury or prostate cancer or whatever. So if you lose a nut, are you getting a prosthetic or are you leaving your guy solo down there?
Lose a nut?
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Like a testicle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What would the prosthetic be there for? Just for like showmanship?
It would be so it didn't look weird. So it didn't look like you have just one in the bag.
What is it? Is it just like a big marble?
It's like silicone. It's like, it's just, it's the same, feels just, the same. But just, I'm saying it's so you don't have just fucking one in there.
I mean, if I'm married, I mean.
Probably so it doesn't look like a fucking droopy eye bag.
This is fucking
droopy. Yeah, it would just be one-sided. That. Would you get a prosthetic? I think I would.
I mean, it'd be kind of,
I'd be off balance.
If I'm married, I like feel like I wouldn't care because it'd be like, hey, honey, you're married to a guy with one nut. Like, who cares?
No, but I think that like.
But.
I would notice it. I'd be like, oh, God.
I don't really look at my balls, though, because they're, like, below my dick a lot.
I know, but, like, you still know, and it still looks...
I do find it comforting to put my hands on them, and knowing that there was half a sack, you know, and it's
okay,
mostly
so you would get... Would you get a prosthetic?
I think, or what other options? Like...
Other options
maybe
is
I
nothing.
Can make them bigger.
What the fuck is your answer?
I said yes, and I just want to know, are there options?
Why would you make it bigger than the one you still fucking have? Then you would really look dumb.
Maybe I look a lot. Maybe some girls are into lopsides.
Who?
I don't know. There's a thing for it.
There's not a big market, I assume, for that.
There's a big market for bigger balls.
Oh, my God, man.
What? Okay, if you had the option, would you make your balls bigger?
No, because they are completely symmetrical with my body and my type the same way. Why the fuck would you do that?
How do you know if they're symmetrical? This is what you're used to. What if everyone just had a fucking cantaloupe balls and we just didn't know? And we're just sitting
with cantaloupe? How would you not know?
We don't see guys' balls all the time.
A cantaloupe? How the fuck would you not see
no,
that?
No, okay, not two cantaloupes. How about like one grapefruit is the whole sack?
I don't
reminds
know.
Reminds me of like the little neck things.
The gob
on, animals.
On the turkeys? Yeah.
Or like a...
Is that a gob? Is that what it's called? The red thing? A gob?
I believe it's called the gizzard. No, because we were at the bar or whatever not for work. We were at the timeout bar, but not drinking.
Oh,
it's where we go to eat, and they always get these things called chicken gizzards, and they're fucking gross. They're just like this rubbery, chewy bullshit.
Chicken gizzards.
It
sounds fun.
Dupe was telling me that's what it is. I think
I've been referring to gizzard as throat for my whole life.
Really?
So. Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, dick down a gizzard.
That's good. So for Valentine's Day, like, are you more of like a romantic type? Do you just get straight to the fun? Like, kind of paint me a picture. What is an ideal Valentine? I mean, do you like shower with them? Like,
yeah, I think that's a classic. I think you can't really. The only thing that's tough is maneuvering in there can sometimes
because it's like it's like move to the left to the right.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of room, and so if you're one of those people like. At my parents' house, they have that really huge standing shower. That would be very ideal if you're one of those people. Yes. Two different spigots going this way, going this way.
You can get that little extension thing. Have you seen that?
A fucking extended barrel? What are you talking about?
No, dude, it turns one shower head into two. So it literally, you plug it into the one and then this rod goes across. And there's two heads on both sides.
Oh, that's interesting.
You get half the pressure, but double the fun.
I like pressure. I need pressure. Okay, there's nothing worse than you going to shower like and you're on vacation or something. And it's dripping.
It feels like a fucking like.
No, it's not.
It feels
good.
Like an animal's drooling on me.
I want some high pressure. I need good pressure when I take
a shower. Remember when Kylie Jenner posted that video of her like shower? And it was just like. Just like dribbling out, and everyone just roasted her. It's like you're a billionaire, you don't have good water pressure. Yeah. Like, call a fucking plumber. But
it's
anyway,
like
so
all
like
artistic shit.
So like
probably.
what kind of guy are you in the shower? Like,
I'm a guy who cleans himself.
Ah, do you clean them for them?
I would say so. Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
I like the shower,
not because I was there. Yeah, but because. Because you told me.
Yeah, I would say I prefer to
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, you're like you're like Oscar in Shark Tale.
Is that the one who scrubs the tongues of the whales?
Yeah, but in the way he works at the whale wash. Working at the car wash, and then those fish are fucking. Dude, that movie is
Shark Tale.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Dude, the fish had some hips on her. Do fish have hips? I don't know. But
no, it was Angelina Jolie who voiced that one.
That's why they gave her big ass.
No,
lips.
when he puts the bat down for Lucky Day at the Seahorse. The horse's name is Lucky Day, the Seahorse. And he's like 5,000 clams on Lucky Day to win. He's like, that's 10,001. That'd pay 1,000,000 clams. I guess that makes me Oscar the Millionaire. And then the Millionaire, the Millionaire, then echoes, she's dangerous, super bad. You better watch out. She'll take your cash. She's a gold digger. And then she's like, nice bet.
Dude, she was a bad fish. I'm like, imagine the animators. It's like, draw me a bad fish. Like,
so you'd fuck that fish.
I'm not going to fuck it.
Do fishes have beavers?
Well, yeah, they lay eggs.
But where is said inserted?
I don't think it's like that.
Do they insert? Do fish insert and squirt?
I don't know.
Or do they just lay?
Well, then how do the eggs get fertilized?
No, I mean, they just lay the eggs. But I'm saying there are some fish that I've seen, thank you, Planet Earth and David Attenborough, that there is eggs that are put onto the floor, and then the male goes over and fertilizes them. So does that mean he fucks the eggs?
On the fucking eggs?
I think so, yeah.
How do you do that in water, though?
Dude, he's got fucking
ropes.
That's
some high fucking pressure.
Dude, it's like silly string, and it goes, and then it kind of...
You know what he does?
It drips down.
He backs up and lets it go with the current.
Oh,
it's kind of like, you know,
it's like pissing in the wind, but the other direction.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And so it kind of takes it and carries it.
Yeah.
And he's probably had practice, so he probably.
No, what I think is you put him on a rock vertically. And so then you can just start spraying ropes.
Or I think what you could do, so if you're a fish, because they're horizontal and the bottom part of their body is facing down. Uh-huh. If you are to shift head up toward the surface, yeah, and you're like this, and then. There goes my phone. Anyways, and you maintain buoyancy by little petals, little ones. Because if you do too big, then you start tipping all the way backwards. So you're floating there, especially if it's rough seas or there's squalls. So I'm saying you're going like this, and then you start shooting, and you kind of use. You can look down.
Well,
like
they don't
this.
Blink, so you can just. Okay. You can just look at that.
Hey, don't blink, I forgot.
Well, like, if, I don't think I've seen a vertical fish.
No, like, I know, but like, it makes sense.
But how do they just, if they're up here doing this, what's touching that to get it to?
I think it's just like instinct. I don't think they need anything touched.
They can just shoot whenever?
Yeah, it's like an instinct thing. A lot of animals are like that. Do you think all animals need to be jacked off like you before they fucking jizz?
I think it's part of the experience.
How do fish do it then? Do you think fish get jacked off by fins?
No, they just kind of...
Maybe rub their bodies, kind of?
Yeah, or maybe they kind of... Maybe they have like a... I don't know. You know, they take their fins and just kind of do one of these. A little shimmy shake.
Maybe they use other animals, like anemones, like clownfish.
Or they just hump the eggs.
That's like you did your couch.
I never humped my couch. Oh my God.
No,
oh.
You didn't hump it. You fucked it.
I like how like every other episode I have to explain myself.
Yeah, it hasn't been every other one. You explained it once like 10 episodes ago.
Like 100 is when
then
I first.
Before that, it was like 20 episodes
all
ago.
All I said was that people fucked their couch. You're like, so you
no,
fucked your couch.
No, but you didn't correct it for a while. So I was under the impression that it was true.
I did not fuck my couch.
Okay.
The fucking doorbell rings. Was just a little baby couch. Just like, Dad. It's an ottoman. The Ottoman
dude,
Empire.
Whatever happened to all our Ottomans?
Yeah, dude, we had the Ottoman Empire.
Dude, we had like five, didn't we? We have one here, two in the garage, or three in the garage? What? Never mind, we still have quite a few.
Yeah, people love Ottomans. We obtained some of them. We never paid for them. We bought not one Ottoman.
No, I don't think I've ever, either you, have you woken up or like in the middle of the weekend, I need an Ottoman. Dude, where did they come from? Where did we get them? We had them all. We had like five of them in one group. I'm like, this is a whole couch. Dude, actually, that's a good thing to think of. Think about.
Yes, it is. Dude, okay, for perspective, we lived in like this 1,000-square-foot house. Four people, by the way. And somehow throughout the 4 years that we lived there, it was like one ottoman, two, and then suddenly
we had five at one point.
We had five. It's like, where did these come
from?
But
I like them because look at it. We can't just use them to set things down.
No one sits on them.
No one sits on them.
They just collect things.
The only time we've sat on them is when we had like parties and we had like Secret Santa for that 1 year at the old house.
Yeah, and it's just like, hey, we don't have enough couches. So
yeah.
Here's a couch with no back.
Here's a couch with the top chopped off.
Chop the tops off the fucking
couch.
But
if you put it against the wall, you have a back, you know? But then if you're on slippery
dude,
floors,
it's just a tiny elongated stool.
It's a limo stool, dude.
It's a fucking stretch stool, dude. The wheelbase on that thing is crazy. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we had the Ottoman Empire up in here.
Yeah, I don't. And here's the thing. The thing about that is when the only reason that people acquire those is that they come with the furniture that they get.
Yeah.
We've never bought furniture that an Ottoman came with. Even the sectional that we have never came with an Ottoman. And so it's like, and all these are completely different colors. So it looks like if you walked around, and I think, I'm not kidding you, this must have happened over the years, being so fucked up, they just showed up and we just forgot about it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, what the
you
fuck?
You think people brought their Ottomans
from
home?
No, but it looks like we just went to Goodwill over the years and went to these random stores and just bought them. And then we just accumulated them.
Ottomans.
Dude, we could just stack them all and then have a little Ottoman tower.
Yeah. Well, our one in there kind of has like a built-in Ottoman, you know?
It's an Ottoman.
It's a long piece.
Ottoman,
yeah. Yeah, well, even the couch that I bought that's in the spare room, it didn't come with one, but it has a little fold-out.
Yeah, it doesn't have one. I don't know what the fuck. Dude, where did you get the one? Well, you had the black one that has your vinyls in it that opens up.
That was Jambo's.
Yeah, I'm saying, I knew about that one. Yeah. Then all of a sudden one day, I'm like, where the fuck
so
did
then
we get
Dupe
these?
Gave me his leather couch. That one came with the one that's in the bar.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, so there's two.
That's not even, but that's a specialty.
It's a specialty.
It's a bigger one. It's bigger.
It's a specialty.
It's a limited edition.
That one's a specialty.
Because it's leather and it's nice and it's a lot bigger. You could actually sleep on that. You could fit a big dog on there.
Yes.
Yes. I could sleep on that if I actually did, like, you know, when dogs, like, they'll get up and then do the whole.
Yeah.
It's a mind fence. Did you know that?
What?
A mind fence.
Oh, it's like when SpongeBob and Patrick draw the circle?
Kind of. But I saw it in a Disney movie once, and it was a talking dog. Very obviously, this is a very,
this is a very credible
reliable
source.
And then
you got me a talking dog.
I forgot what movie it is. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, building a mind fence. He's like, a what? He's like, a mind fence. And it keeps out bad dreams.
Oh.
Then 5 minutes after they fall asleep. Why do they do that?
Like this because they think they're running. In
no, I'm saying they spin circles and they'll go back the other way. Like they do, they do doggy donuts.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I one time had someone tell me that they're like, hey, by the way, like when I sleep, you know, sometimes I go like a dog.
No, wait, who?
Just someone I'm not going to mention.
Wait, this is a real story.
This is a real story.
Oh, I thought you were like naming like a movie or something.
No, and so at the time, I thought they meant like. They get on all fours and like run around.
Well, if you're
house.
Laying down and you're sideways, you basically are on all fours if your arms are.
Yeah,
like
but
this.
What I thought it meant was that if you stay the night, you might catch me on all fours running throughout the house.
Oh, I would fucking kill somebody.
I would
dude.
Freak
I
out.
I would freak out.
But no, a little like
dude, can you
this?
Imagine at 2 a.m. if you see someone, whoever's just in bed, running on all fours? I don't care if it's you, I'm killing you.
Yeah. No, it was just like. It was a joke. Their arms just kind of move a lot when they sleep.
Oh.
They're not actually running around, but I thought that'd be funny.
How many? So, like, you know those little packs of donuts? Donuts?
Yes.
I don't know. That's, why the fuck they call them donuts? That's so funny.
Because they're just the
midget donut.
Bachelorette. It's the female donut. The
there
donut
is a hole.
And the donut.
There's a hole.
There's a hole.
And
in
it kind of looks like a.
In the bottom
it's kind of wrinkled.
It's a butthole.
Yeah.
So, never mind.
Anyways, I was going to say, so those little packs of powdered donuts or glaze,
they come
whatever.
They come in a half a dozen.
Yes, right? Yes. How many of those do you think you can close out in an hour?
Hour packs?
Yeah.
8.
I was going to say like 7 or 8 for me.
Yeah, I think. And that's not trying that hard. If I'm like trying and there's money involved.
Okay, how about
20.
Like in
20.
Like 20 packs?
If there is $1 million on the line, I'm getting
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying if I have, like, reason, not just,
but
like,
are
can
you so,
do it?
So are you, strategy-wise, are you, like, one of those people that would just have a drink and then kind of take a sip once in a while? Or would you take the gross, like, hot dog contest and like, dip it so it's wet and then...
You know what I'm doing? I'm going with the chocolate-covered ones. The powdered one's going to dry out my mouth too fast. The chocolate's going to make it slip right on down. Because as the chocolate melts in my mouth...
Yeah. You could say glazed as well, but the chocolate probably would do a little more slippery.
We're going for maximum slip factor. Why are they called donuts?
I don't know.
Oh, do you know the donut hole is just the middle of the hole?
Yeah.
Of the donut? Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't.
No, I knew that. That's why I said
there's a hole in it. Yeah. Donut holes.
Yeah.
Have you ever put I did this.
The donut hole back in the donut. You let it go back to its
you
home.
You put it back in there.
It looks so cozy.
And it. Yeah, that's one way to put it.
You know, it's just sticking up looking at you.
But anyways, I was just saying, you know, Did you ever fucking no, because I would
just
always
take it out and in and out.
Man. I would always put it in there and then it wouldn't I want it to be flush with the rest, so I'd and then it would just go out the other side and it'd fall on the ground. But hey, donut country, remember you'd get them in the morning, warm, soft. Mm. Best donut to this day. Krispy Kreme trash compared to it. Sorry, all that shit. Donut Country in Medford, Oregon has the best donuts to this day. And I have had a lot of donuts in my day. And it is by hands down, easily the best donut I think I've ever had, especially the glazed. Because in the morning, you remember, we would go to Donut Country sometimes. A lot of people would go to Donut Country sometimes.
Oh, the chocolate milk with it just slapped even better. Slapped. Even though it was pre-packaged
and it
curtain.
Was and literally like warm. And you went like this, and it was like a Tempur-Pedic mattress. It would go, and it would rise back up. It was unbelievable how good they were. Were top-notch donuts. And and I remember for a long time when I was younger, because even when I was a little kid, I was so jealous. I'm like, I wish I went to Hedrick because it was right across the street.
Hedrick, that's where all the, when you were in middle school, it's where like the hot girls went.
Was it?
Yeah, when you were in middle school. Obviously not now. I'm saying like, I'm saying when we were in middle school, like, you know. You're saying like 12.
Yeah, not.
Yeah, I have to clarify that. I'm saying when we were in middle school, like the guy wouldn't have a girlfriend. He's like, yeah, she goes to Hedrick.
Hey, that's where all the hot girls go.
I said when we were in middle school.
Dude, do you remember the original hornet on the fucking wall? And then they changed it to that like little kid version of it. But it used to be like a really menacing hornet.
Yeah, it used to be violent. I think it had shades on, didn't it? It didn't have sunglasses.
No, it looked literally like a wasp, like very like artistically.
Yes, but I swear it had shades.
It never had shades. The new one might have shades, but I don't think.
Well, it went from menacing to like kid to like, that's too much. Like, let's make him cool.
It's like it went like it did the Marvel movie thing. It went from like good to
shitty and now,
8-year-old.
Now it's getting better.
Now-ish. I don't know if it's getting better. No, you can't say that.
Well, I think the Hornet has fingerless gloves now. So you know that he.
All like six of his legs.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah, well, happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Yeah.
We're at 28 here.
Oh, shit. Oh, I think I had something else. Hold on. Give me a sec.
Ooh.
Ooh, e, ah, oh.
Ooh, e, ooh, ah, ah, bing, bing, wala, wala, bing, bing.
I was going to say... oh, wait, that's sports. Okay. This is actually a good question. So I was going to say, the hardest you've ever partied.
Oh, you've ever the been hardest pounded, you've ever been.
Been pounded. No, I was going to say, you've ever partied, like the most malnourished, bender, hardcore, just you're like, holy shit, that was a fucking weekend.
Like there's a lot on the table.
Yeah, we had quite a few ourselves.
Yeah, we've had quite a few runs. You know what I would say?
I mean, as much as I would think one before, like early on, was more, I have to say that last Vegas one was pretty malnourishable.
The last
we only ate a couple times.
I was on one.
Yeah, that was something.
That was a menace.
And then, you on the last day when we stayed the extra day, and then you were down in the casino at 6:37.
I didn't sleep the whole night.
No, oh yeah,
I kept coming back up. I cleaned the whole hotel.
Oh, and then we went on a walk, and yeah, we went on a walk down the fountain, and then we just kind of kept going most of the time.
Yeah, I got.
But I think Vegas just encourages that. The ambiance of that is just.
Encouraged me to just be delinquent, and everyone went to bed.
And a lot of people, you know what's weird? A lot of people go there, and they'll be like I'll hear stories about it, and they'll be like, "Oh yeah, like." Yeah, like it was, and it just sounds like a normal evening. I'm like, how do you go to Vegas and have a normal evening? You know,
no,
you don't do that.
It was one of those where you're trying to go to, you know, everyone goes to bed, you're sitting there, it's like, nope. And then I just like got up and then I grabbed some cash. I went down, I was like, hey, I'm going to do this one. If I win, then I'm done. And I won the Wheel of Fortune thing. It was like $200 off of 20. I walked back up and then I'm sitting there. Well, it's two. I went back down. I just kept going back. And then I cleaned the whole fucking suite. And then I just fucking,
yeah,
that was one. That's also, one. But you were talking about malnourished. I'm not going to go into details. I think I was 17. I was at your house a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a run.
That was something.
That was a run.
Yeah.
That was not healthy. We should get ourselves checked.
Yeah.
No, not.
We weren't raped.
No, I meant like our organs.
Oh, I should.
We should get checked.
I'm like, we didn't go to a fucking orgy. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Remember your fucking,
the arm war?
The arm war. Dude, it's fucking 2 a.m.
Dude.
And he's like, hold on, I gotta tell
no,
the
it wasn't 2 a.m. My dad asked us
I
to.
Know, but I thought he was up late, but whatever.
He wasn't that late. He's not up that late.
But he asked us like to like, get rid of this, or you wanted rid of it. I don't fucking know.
No, I didn't use it, and he was like,
because so like 11 o'clock
no, there was a burn pile in the back. He's like, let's just throw this on there. And it was so, it was an antique one, so it literally had 55 pieces. It was super fucking heavy, made of pure just fucking solid oak, dude. And literally, we would tip it on the top. Dung, dung, dung. It was literally like, what, almost 6 feet tall? It was literally like that tall.
So just spinning it.
And we're spinning it through
just
the fucking
up the yard. And, yeah.
Every time it hits the ground, it's like railroad spikes going in the fucking grass.
It looks like someone just did a Bernie in your...
It took us so fucking long.
God, we're just geeked out. Your dad's probably just watching like... Yeah.
Doors and drawers are flying out every time.
I don't even think we got it to the burn.
No,
pile.
I think we left it short.
We got it on like the fence. Yeah,
No, because after the grass, it was gravel. Yeah, and it was like, okay... Because in the grass, at least it was soft, and then we just picked it up. And then after it got to the gravel, it was just, you try to pick it up, and then it would drag.
Yeah.
You go, and scoot across, and then.
We're like, yeah, we made it this far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners. By the way, videos are on Spotify from last episode on Patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content, episodes early-ish. Bada bing, bada boom. Z, where can they find you?
They can find me at J_Leslie on Instagram, or James, where can they find you?
They can find me at Jack_Spencer. Both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table page. That'll pretty much do it.
And see ya.
That was a good one.
Rowdy up in here.